Blog Talk Radio.
Nice show. We'll see you next time on the Andy Demander. Oh, wait a minute. We're just coming on. Aren't we? We're not. Wait.
What a beautiful show that was.
Wasn't that a great show?
Yeah. What a beautiful piece of music.
Well, thank you. That was me improvising on the 12-string Taylor. I don't know how long ago, but I saw I don't even know what it was, actually. I just saw the title. It was like Andy Improv on the Taylor 12 or something. I figured, well, I don't know what it is, but we'll use it as an intro on today's show, and I plugged it in. I listened to it. I remember it from way back, but I don't remember how long ago. Probably a couple of years or so. I don't know. But anyway, that's me on the 12-string guitar.
Beautiful. Yes.
Just making it up as I go along. Anyway.
Oh, I know the season.
Yeah, you got it. That's not what we do on the show, ain't it?
Yeah, pretty much. How are you, dear?
Doing great. Good to be here. This is the Andy and Amanda Show live from Hollywood. And also Amanda is there in the UK presenting an hour of nonsense. Excuse me, presenting an hour of conversation and talk and news insights and callers. Our number is 515-605-9888 if you'd like to join us. You can also email the show. Let us know your thoughts, what's on your mind. What do you want to talk about? Want to be a guest or something on the show? And, you know, and so forth and so on.
Yeah.
You can email us at andyandamandashow@gmail.com. Also, please check out all our social media on all the various platforms. I guess we're pretty much everywhere these days. I don't keep track of it.
Excellent.
I know we're out there. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. And talking of guests, a very interesting thing happened, actually. I was perusing Facebook, as you do, and I saw a friend of mine had posted something very cool. I was like, no way. So she is a vocal coach and singer, and she has been for many, many years. And she got to perform at the England versus Austria UEFA Women's Game 2022, the national anthem for Austria. And I was stunned. I saw her pictures on Facebook. I was like, oh, my goodness, this is incredible. And I want to get her on the show to talk about that experience and express what it's like, you know, any for singers and talking about all that kind of stuff. So I thought it would be a lot of fun. And
yes.
I told her, she said she'd love to come on and chat with us. So,
wonderful.
Experience. Yeah.
That would be absolutely wonderful. Great to have her on. And so she didn't sing the UK anthem. She sang the Austria anthem.
That's right. But you know what? I was checking out some YouTube videos, and it sounded like she actually sang hours in the background. So whether she actually performed both, I'm not sure. I need to ask her that. But all I saw was her performance, which she's been advertising for Austria. So it was just like absolutely incredible, a televised performance in front of millions of people. So yeah, it would be fantastic to get her on and talk about that. So very excited. I'm going to line that up for us.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Good for her. Good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds terrific. Sounds
terrific.
She
blew me away.
Yeah. Nice. So I want to hear it. So you got to send me that link and we'll put it on the show. Integrate it into our.
Fascinating, isn't it? Listening to other countries' anthems, their anthems. So fascinating. Very cool.
If you send me an email of the YouTube link, I can probably create some magic and get it on the show today.
Oh,
you can find it. Yes, yeah, I can actually do that. If you can do it, it can happen. While you're doing that,
yeah,
go ahead and look for it and then email it to me at the AM at the AM Kimball. You know, for those of you who don't know, and many of you probably do know by now, or if you don't, you certainly should. That Biden offered Biden authorized a strike to kill the head of Al Qaeda, Azawadi.
Wow,
that's his name. A couple nights ago, and interesting is after the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center and Washington D.C. and the 93 that went down in Pennsylvania, it took 10 years. For the United States government to get Osama bin Laden, and they did get him in May of 2011, I think it was, and Obama authorized that strike. They found him and they killed him, but he's killed by the SEALs, and that's after the Bush administration couldn't do a darn thing about getting him, although vowing to, and Obama did. So now, as 2 or 3 days ago, we know it took another 11 years after that to get bin Laden's brain, to get the man who really the number two guy, but the brain behind bin Laden's, not only the 9/11 terror attacks, but the attacks on the USS Cole, the attacks on the embassy buildings that got blown up, that killed a bunch of people all over the place. This is the mastermind of all the larger terroristic acts that were brought forth by Al Qaeda. You know, there's been a string of attacks. What's his name? Al Zawahiri, I think his name is pronounced. And I just found out also recently, the guy was a surgeon. He was actually a physician.
Right.
And that was kind of interesting. I was wondering, I don't know, what the hell happened to his group? You know, he got indoctrinated early, I heard in his teens, but somehow still made it through college and medical school. I don't really know. But anyway.
Okay.
But it's just interesting to me that this guy was committed to indiscriminate mass murder of civilians anywhere, including Muslims themselves, children, women, anybody, anywhere, just, you know, of course, Americans.
Yeah.
But we now know, looking back, that it seems like he just evaded our attempts for another, you know, 11 years after bin Laden to get him. And he was staying where? In Afghanistan. And the question is going to become now, is Afghanistan becoming another breeding ground for Al Qaeda efforts? We don't know this.
Right.
We don't know this.
Okay.
But we do know that at least we got this guy. And I got to tell you, Joe Biden, the CIA, not the military, the CIA did this with drones, launched two missiles at this guy when he stepped out onto the balcony of his home without destroying any. The structure still stands and there were no other casualties outside of the one guy, outside of the intended target.
Wow.
And Biden said, he said this before, you know, we're taking the boots off the ground in Afghanistan. But if you're against us, if you've done harm to any of our allies or any citizens or any property in the United States, we will find you and we'll take you out. We don't need boots on the ground to do it. And he did it. And we'll continue to do it. And if this doesn't enlighten some people who think, oh, Biden, no Biden, no Biden. This guy is on top of his game. He really is. And as we said in the last show, he's nothing to do whatsoever with the state of the economy. I mean, just, you know, it's a global crisis, and not just here in the United States. So,
right. It's very true. Andy.
Yeah, and we had a primary election here in several states. And
right, okay,
Tuesday.
Yeah. And how did that go?
Pretty good. Trump didn't win anywhere.
Okay. All right.
Some of his Arizona, a couple of his, I think, backed mayoral and gubernatorial candidates won. But only this is just for the primaries. This is not the major elections, which will happen in November.
Yeah.
And the big news is, of course, the most exciting news is that Kansas, and who would have ever thought Kansas, the voters in Kansas, the population in Kansas, voted to maintain the right for women to have abortions as in the state constitution.
Right. Wow.
And and Biden said, this is his words, quote, "The Supreme Court's extreme decision to overturn Roe v. Wade put women's health and lives at risk. Tonight," this is on Tuesday, "tonight, the American people had something to say about it," unquote. And
wow.
The polls have consistently shown that the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade has been unpopular. And I think I really do think that the GOP, the Republicans, have shot themselves in the foot with this one. Because a majority of Americans, 69% to be exact. Well, let's just round up to 70. Okay, so 70% of the American population is not pro-abortion by any means, but pro-women's rights and pro-choice. You know, there's things you can do and things you can advocate for and things you can talk about that can, promote use of birth control and safe sex and family planning and so forth. And then you kind of attack the cause of abortion at the root. Instead of talking about abortion, we talk about what causes abortion, and that's unwanted pregnancies and also other pregnancies that happen that could be a health risk to the mother.
Those women are going to inflict on themselves with using other means to do it. You know, I think that the biggest response that I've heard from most women so far since this has happened is obviously their outrage that they have no control over their own body, but also they're absolutely disgusted that a group of men made this decision. Not women, men. A group of men got together and decided this.
Yeah. You know,
that seems to be a common answer.
It does, doesn't it? Good point. Very good point.
Yeah.
Then you've got Clarence Thomas, who said after the announcement was made that they're overturning Roe v. Wade that they've got to reconsider the legality and the constitutional use of birth control in the IUD. The Supreme Court's going to decide what we do in our bedrooms now? Is that what's going to happen?
Of course. Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. Oh, it's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, come on.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I do know what you mean. And things are getting quite scary, aren't they, in other ways, with Russia and the whole...
Yeah.
Tell them, we've had enough. Damn it. things are getting scary with Russia right now. And
aren't they, though, yeah.
With the whole nuclear aspect as well. And it's just like, I know we've had threats of this in the past, but things are just way too edgy right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of admit, it scares the crap out of me. I've been, shaken up with news headlines before, but the way Russia is acting right now is just putting everybody on edge, I think.
Yeah, Putin is definitely showing his true colors. Via Cindy Lauper. You know, I want to... it's just from... I want to hear... Listen to this. This is... Well, let me just play it, and then I'll talk about it. Here we go. Listen to this.
Let's do it.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. I just wanted to remind everybody that 157 Republicans voted against codifying same-sex marriage and voted against contraception and voted against interracial marriage. Those people voted against that. Guess what else Republicans voted against? Implementing an Amber Alert when there's an active school shooting. So instead of letting people know that's happening, they want people to ignore that that's happening. How can you vote for Republicans when they are stripping away the rights of human beings? Please, get shit together. I know I'm talking to my audience who's already on my team, but if anyone who's listening to this, I know you are, listen to me. Your rights will be taken away as well.
Wow.
Interesting. That was Chelsea Handler. Yeah, interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty interesting, kind of along the lines of what we've been saying, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I got emails, you know, we get these emails every once in a while. Some, you know, that or voicemails every once in a blue moon that sum up, talk about on the show so eloquently in a paragraph. we'll spend an hour. One sentence.
Okay.
You know, here's the deal. Again, if you don't join the conversation, you disagree, you agree, you want to talk about anything, you want to change the subject, you know, talk about what you'd like to, 515-605-9888. We do have a special guest on our show coming on now. It is the wife of Darth Vader.
Oh.
Yeah, and, you know, and Darth Vader had to coax her to get on the show. And let's, you know, I think Darth's on here. I think they got two lines going, but let's take a listen here. You're on the show.
Is there a way to watch the past in real time, like, say, the ancient Egyptians? Light takes time to travel through space because it is so incomprehensibly big. When you look at the sun, the image that you see is 8 minutes old. And the stars, because they're farther, are even older. If we were able to build an Einstein-Rosen bridge, more commonly known as a wormhole like the one imagined in Interstellar, we could bypass the speed limit of the universe and just pop up anywhere we wanted instantaneously. Meaning that if we went out 26.8 quadrillion miles and pointed a powerful enough telescope back at Earth, we would be watching the ancient Egyptians building the pyramids. You could theoretically watch any event in history like this if you know where in space to go. And this is the dangerous part about thinking we can just build a wormhole to escape the calamities of Earth. Nothing we see from here is in actual real time. For example, if there's intelligent life in this galaxy known as NGC 2336, and somewhere in here they built a powerful enough telescope to see Earth, they'd be watching the fucking dinosaurs. They would have no idea humans existed. Let's say we found a habitable planet on the other side of our galaxy. So we build a wormhole and pop on over. We could arrive at a planet in ruins. Because in the 50,000-ish years its light took to reach Earth, a local species could have created technology and destroyed themselves. We have no way of knowing what anything is going to be like until we're there. Space is so big, even light can't catch up.
Mm-hmm. That's quite cool. Love it. Absolutely love it.
Yes, thank you, Mrs. Vader. Yes, thank you, Mrs. Vader and Darth. Yeah,
that's
heard you in the background
honor.
There. Yeah, real honor.
I've never met Mrs. Vader. Wow.
Yeah, I haven't either. I didn't even know he was married. Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how she feels about her husband coming on the show heavy breathing all the time. You know?
Doesn't he?
She must wonder.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I wonder if he feels about that. Somebody's just listening in, and you can hear him when he's listening in, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe she enjoys it, you know. They talk about it after, maybe have a couple of glasses of wine, and one thing leads to another.
Funny as can be, I got to tell you.
Do you hear about that space debris that landed in Australia, the space capsule?
It came down, it was Chinese space debris, right?
It was what? Sorry?
Chinese space debris that came down in the Philippines?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was Chinese.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
Yeah.
I heard about, you know, I remember when I was a pilot and Skylab was flying. God, that dates me, doesn't it? I remember Skylab, the first space station. We used to send astronauts up to Skylab. And I was a pilot and I was had a flight. I think from, I know we were destined to New York. I forget from where, but we had to put a stop on all departures because Skylab was coming crashing down and they had no idea where. So they held all flights.
Oh.
Can you imagine? I can't imagine flying, like just up there on autopilot, you know, flying along and seeing like Skylab just come crashing down beside you. What the hell was
that? That was scary. My goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. But I remember
wow.
that. And you know what? We have so much space junk orbiting Earth. And a lot of it does eventually, well, when it falls down to Earth, it usually burns up in the atmosphere. There are little parts and pieces and things, I guess, they get through. But it hasn't really been a concern. But the more junk we start putting up there, the more satellites, the more stuff, the more, you know, there's even, you know, something, I forget where I read or heard this. I think I read it, that the Apollo 11 lunar module, which, you know, they blast off from the moon, the lunar module connected with the Apollo spacecraft, and they jettisoned the lunar module, and it stayed in orbit around the moon. The Apollo 11 lunar module is still, from what I heard, still orbiting the moon from 1969.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
That is so cool.
Go up there and grab that, you know, and the history of that thing with taking Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin to the moon for the very first time.
Yeah.
July, right around... It's an anniversary. It's July 20th. Was it 29th, 1969? My goodness. Yeah, just a...
Oh, I'm reading about the Long March 5B Chinese debris you're talking about. Yeah. It's actually separate from the other one that fell.
Oh, another one fell too.
Yeah. So it's been landed in Australia, which was a piece of the SpaceX capsule.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, it crashed into a field. Oh, that's interesting that the two bits of debris came down. Okay. The one was three days ago, the other one was today.
There's something coming down right now outside of our LA studios here, right now, landing on...
What is it?
Yeah. It's a blue jay. Never mind. Okay. I thought it was a space debris. Yeah,
regular visitors.
Yeah, my regular. Yeah, they're called, actually, you know something? They're called scrub jays, not blue jays. They're called scrub jays. And they look like blue jays, maybe even prettier. And I think I've told you before, I've been taking care of these birds, I think, for 3 years now. And it's like I've got this backyard with great big green hedges that go way up, you know, so it's a full, like, it's like a big wall of green. I think they nest in there. And they live in this rectangular backyard of mine. And it's like a huge cage, but they're free to do anything, but they pretty much stay there. It's like I have a couple of pet birds, and they live in my backyard. And when I come out, they come down and visit me, and they sit on the back of my chair where I'm sitting there. And I feed them.
Yeah.
Sometimes they eat, and sometimes they just hang out with me. They just literally just come around and hang out. Sometimes they have a few words to say, you know. And because normally when I see them, I'm thinking, okay, you're hungry. You got to feed you hungry. But lately, they've been just coming out and just, hey, we're hanging out with you. And I'm like, good to have you here, you know. They're very bright. They're very bright birds. They're very bright. I had to look them up. I always thought they were blue jays, but they're not. They're called scrub jays, and they're local to California. And I looked them up, and they're so pretty. I've showed you pictures. I should put some up on our show here. But they're very, very bright. You know, I kind of read about them. I looked them up, and they're supposedly very bright birds, and they communicate. They said they're very loud. These guys aren't very loud. Every once in a while I hear them, but they're a little chirpy here and there, but.
Aww.
They're cute birds. Yeah, so I've got these pet birds. It's so cute. I've got a couple other like sparrow-looking birds that have been joining the party. They're starting to come in a little bit here. And, of course, I've got Rocky the squirrel. And he comes up to me.
Of course.
He introduces himself to me as well. Yeah.
Does he come into the garden with, like, you know, the sweatband around his head, wearing sweatpants, you know, with the Rocky theme playing? I'm the tiger.
Oh,
my goodness. That's so cool.
Think?
Oh, you know what? I read a funny thing last week, and I meant to share it on the show. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, like, the space debris and stuff. I don't know if you heard about this.
You tell.
So I'll read it as it is, right? It says, eerie glow in sky confuses Australian town. Okay? So it says, when a pink glow lit up the evening sky above an Australian town, local woman Tammy, and I forgive myself for pronouncing this right, Sumowski, wondered if the apocalypse had arrived. Being cool, calm mum, telling the kids, there's nothing to worry about. But in my head, I'm like, what the hell is that? It turned out to be a light emanating from a cannabis farm just outside the town of Mildura in northern Victoria.
Seriously?
Seriously, the picture is literally this bright purple pink light emanating from over behind all these trees, and it's lit up the whole sky, right? And it turns out that it says it was a prescription marijuana for chronic pain and things like that, anxiety disorders, blah, 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 that they produced.
Huh.
And they use a specific reddish, like, tinged light to help the crops grow. But they usually, the blackout, they usually have blackout blinds that come down at dusk. And for some reason on that day, they didn't work. So all you could see in the sky was this purple and pink light, and everybody thought it was like the apocalypse.
Wow.
It's hilarious. The picture is
really
hilarious. It's so funny. Oh,
jeez.
I had me laughing.
Man.
This poor woman. She must have just freaked out.
Too funny.
We've had space invaders.
We're in luck here. I did get your I got your email, and we're going to I think it's going to work here. I think we're going to be able to do this, believe it or not. I think it should work. It should.
Ooh.
Anyway. Yeah,
okay.
It should work.
Yeah, it's unsure. I think like it's just over a minute long or something like that. But...
Oh, well, cool.
And it looks like
all
it's
right.
filmed on somebody's device. I was trying to find a better video, but. Like an official one.
Yeah, I could do it. That's pretty cool. My technology is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's unbelievable. I'm learning more and more what we can do on this show with the equipment that we have. It just really just start taking advantage of it. You know what I mean?
I marvel at technology.
Yeah. Bam, here we go. Just give me a minute. And la di di do. All right, let's see if this came out. Mm-hmm. Give me just a minute here. Anyway, what's going on in the UK there? What's going on?
Well, all sorts, really.
Uh-oh.
I guess.
Uh-oh.
I mean,
loaded question.
I was actually having a discussion with my sister. I met with my sister for dinner today. We were talking about all the craziness of the UK and what I was coming back to from Mexico, and we had this this general discussion about inflation rises and things like that in the UK. So it's food and everything's gone up over here just ridiculously high. So we have this one type of like a spreadable, I think it's some sort of cheesy thing, because I don't really eat that stuff. It's called Lurpak, okay? I think it's Dutch, so it gets imported into this country. And usually it just costs a few pounds. And when she said the price of it, I nearly fell off my chair. I said, are you kidding me? She said, no. So she said it's gone up to £9, okay? So it's gone from a couple of pounds up to £9 to buy this spreadable stuff you put on bagels and sandwiches or whatever you want to use it for.
From £2 to £9.
Yeah, something like that. And
jeez.
I
told you this inflation deal wasn't just... you know, here
oh,
in America,
no.
It had nothing to do with Joe Biden. Right, right.
No. That's exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It even has security tags on it because of people stealing it because of the cost of it. I was like, this is getting out of control. Security tags on a spreadable, you know, whatever it is. I don't eat the stuff, so people can tell me if they like what it is, because I don't know. I was shocked. I said, that's ridiculous. And... Yeah, I mean, the biggest news that the UK is covering right now is just all to do with the war in Ukraine and our girls winning the Euro 2022. Come on, England. They did so well. That's big news at the moment. And the effect that the lady called Chloe Kelly, she scored the winning goal that took us and all the way. And she's been praised for giving or being, I should say, a role model for younger girls and even older women, because after she scored that winning goal, she ran across the field and she took her top off, just wearing her sports bra. And I think the only other woman who's ever done that in soccer was an American lady, and I forget her name, so I apologize. She was the first one to do it. And she was showing, hey, I'm a woman. I can show my body. It's trying to prove that there was nothing sexual about it, you know?
Very cool. Very,
yeah,
very cool.
And it was, she's been a huge role model here in the UK. So it would be fantastic to try and get her on the show.
Women in sports, remind me to tell you about the rowers. But first, let me go ahead and play this.
Okay.
You were talking about the early part of the show. This is, what's her name?
Marika Rusha.
Okay, and she'll be coming on our show soon. But let's take a listen to this.
Yeah.
What an opportunity to sing the national anthem in front of a huge stadium. Let's take a listen. I haven't heard it yet, of course. Here we go.
Good evening, everyone. A year later than scheduled, it's finally here. fitting the opening game takes place at the Theatre of Dreams. The Lionesses will be aiming to turn dreams into a reality this summer. Euro 2022 kicks off in just a few minutes, but first, the national anthem.
Yes, I get chills hearing that back for this specific reason, that women have been fighting with playing soccer for years and years and years. And it brought almost tears to my eyes to watch a massive stadium packed. Every seat was filled to watch women in the finals and do this because, you know, men play it fantastically well, but women, when it comes to sports, have not really had the same equal opportunity with anything, let's face it, and history tells us so. So to see that, it gave me chills, and it, you know, made me feel all warm and fuzzy inside to see it finally happening. So, yeah, it's very, very cool. And I'm sure my friend is very, very proud of having that opportunity to sing for her country at such an amazing global televised event. So, yeah.
You know what else is beautiful about that whole thing was the experience of the music itself with 18th century ties, classical music, just beautiful, flowing. You know, the United States National Anthem. That's not the National Anthem. Wait a minute.
No.
I'm your Yankee Doodle Dandy. No, that ain't it. Let me think. What is
I thought it was, here I come to save the day. I'm trying to think what yours is, because they quite often merge in my mind, various anthems. I think it's because of sometimes the style in which they're performed. But I actually like the U.S. anthem. And I also like our British anthem as well. But, of course, we praise the Queen in ours because of having royalty.
I know about our national anthem was something like
all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, fellas.
I just want to find 11,000. No, that wasn't good enough. I'm thinking we need a new national anthem. But the thing about a national anthem is that, you know, bombs bursting in air and boom, boom, fight, kill, boom, cheat, you know, fireworks, all this, you know, and you hear this magnificent Austrian.
Austrian, yeah. G'day, mate. G'day, sport.
Oh, good. We got to pick up. I got somebody trying to break in here, and I'm going to buzz them in. It's another, the 6 second call we've had from a woman who claims to be in a hot air balloon over Missouri, who wants to see if she can get into the show, flying high over Missouri. I don't know what she's doing up there in a balloon. Wouldn't you like to fly in my beautiful balloon? And let's see. I'm pushing her in here. Come in, Roger. Over. Are you there? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
I can't hear you. The balloon is going too high. Wait a second. I told the guy to put the flame down a little bit. Wait a second. Oh, Lord. You never know where I'll be. You never know where I'm going to be.
This is true. We're going to have a world map of Lisa and all the places you've been.
A balloon festival. Out here in the Midwest. That's a good thing. Hey, guys,
oh,
what's up?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, Amanda. I'm all right. How are you?
I'm superb. It's great to be back.
I figured I'm just sitting up here in this hot air balloon, so I had nothing better to do, so I'd give you guys a call, but the reception might be
in
and out.
Okay.
What?
Make sure no no birds hit you in the head on your travels. Remember, it works in that
We'll let Andy handle that. He seems to have birds in his backyard or in his friends or something he was mentioning earlier.
Oh, yeah.
he tends to have the OJs there as well. Did you not hear about that?
The OJs, yeah.
Yeah. All the J's, they all come over to Andy's place, you know. He's getting well known.
It's amazing how that works, and we have all these birds here.
The chicken sisters.
Yeah, they're here too.
Oh, that's fantastic! Yeah. You got the chicken sisters as well.
We have
Miss Broiler, Miss Fryer, Miss Roaster, Miss Capernet, Miss Sewer, and Old Madam Hen.
Yeah,
I hear you've got more guests arriving next week. The animals.
Yeah.
The ark landing over there or what? The animals will be coming in your yard two by two, eh, Andy?
Yeah, they're coming.
And ladies, she's added another remarkable achievement to her career.
Yeah, remarkable.
He's going to, tame them on like the Pied Piper, you know, when he played the flute and all the rats kind of followed. He's going to do that with his guitar.
Yes.
I can just see him now. He's sat there playing his guitar, watching all these animals go one by one.
I promised the American people that help was on the way.
Yes, thank you.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I hope so. Yes.
I'll tell you what, Andy, these planes are coming awfully close to me. Can you hear them in the background, the planes?
That's
planes.
Yes.
I got to tell this pilot, he needs to get the balloon away from these planes here. They're coming too close to comfort here.
Please,
I have the
space debris as well, okay?
For you and your hot air balloon, I'm going to play what I have here. It says it's the United States National Anthem. Well, I'll click it. Let's see what happens. This is for you, especially for you, Elise.
Oh, my Lord, that's funny. Thank you for that, Andy.
You're quite welcome. You make your flight experience that much more enjoyable. Yes.
What's going on in your part of the world, Lisa?
Not much. It's just hot, hot, hot. Same old thing, you know, just stay in the afternoon, go out in the morning, you know. So I'm getting ready to go to the beach. I think I told you that.
Oh, nice.
Outer Banks. Yeah, I'm going to Nag's Head and Outer Banks for a week with a friend of mine and her family. So
nice.
I'm looking forward to that because I've never been out to the Outer Banks.
Yeah,
I've heard it's gorgeous, but I've never been out that way. So I'm really looking forward. We'll leave Saturday and come back the following Friday. So
that's going to be
fantastic.
Great.
Fantastic. You're going to have a lot of fun.
You have quite a fun time there. I've never been myself, but I have a lot of friends have been there, and they say it's beautiful.
What will we do with a drunken sailor? What will we do with a drunken sailor? What will we do with a drunken sailor? Early in the morning, way
yeah.
Up your
So, yeah, you got to watch yourself down there. I forget, what town are you going to? What's it called? Do you remember the name of the...
It'll be Nag's Head, Ocracoke.
Of course.
Yeah, Hatteras,
yep,
Cape Hatteras, where the lighthouse is.
Yeah, yeah. A manager of mine in my music endeavors from, God, the mid-90s had a place there. He's always talking about Nag's Head. He's always going down there. It's beautiful there. He loved it there. He invited me. I never got to go. But, yeah, it sounds beautiful.
Aww.
You're going to really enjoy it down there. Yes.
Yeah, I've never been. I've been, like, southern part of North Carolina, but I've never been to the Outer Banks. So I'm looking really forward to that. So, yeah. Getting excited now. It's getting close. Saturday's almost here.
Nice. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good
be a nice little break. And anytime you can be near the coast, it's always, because, you know, Greensboro's like 3 hours inland. You know, we're not near the coast, really. So,
right.
Having grown up near the coast, you know, I grew up on Long Island. So it's like,
right.
Not being near the coast is.
Did you go to Jones Beach there in Long Island? Jones Beach? Was that the beach you
went to?
Yes,
I did. We lived at Jones Beach when we were young. Teenagers,
yeah.
We used to. They used to have a bus that used to take you out there from my hometown. You catch the Jones Beach bus, especially during the summertime.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
All the kids will be on it. So. Yeah.
Yeah. The bus. It was a very welcoming bus driver.
I have been expecting you.
Yes.
That's the wrong bus, Andy. That's the haunted bus. I don't get on that bus.
Oh, no.
It just seems like I was here yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I was good. Oh, you know something else? I was just skipping over some things here, but it seems like right now the interest rates, we talked about the interest rates in the United States, they went up another 0.75% just a couple weeks ago, and they were up a 0.75% about 8 months before that, and they're talking about another increase in the fall for the purpose of curbing spending, which you decreased, and then the suppliers of products lower the prices to try to increase demand for them again. And they say that'll hopefully curb the inflation rate that's going on now. I don't know if that model actually works or not. And actually, you know something? It's been deployed and it has worked. It is a proven model.
Okay.
And it has worked. I think 11 years ago they did this. But anyway, I'm just interested to see if it's going to happen, because what's going on, what's coinciding with all this is that we're starting to see, at least in the United States, that Americans are piling up credit card debt. You know, more and more credit card bills have gone way up. And I just hope you don't see, a bunch of bankruptcies like we did in 2008-09, you know, with, wait in line to file bankruptcy. It was unbelievable what happened back then. But the U.S. household debt, ready for this? This is household.
Mm-hmm.
This is government. This is the U.S. household debt surpassed $16 trillion for the first time ever during the second quarter.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's
okay.
Insane.
And that was just one household. Now, if you look at... no. No, but
thankfully,
combined...
that's not my household.
Yeah. Right? Oh, man. Yes.
But
well, you know what's
card...
bad, Andy, is they gave out all this credit to people, and during the pandemic, people weren't working or not making as much money.
That's right.
So obviously, they're going to put stuff on their credit cards, and then $30,000 later or $50,000 later, you know, it's like, okay, now what? So I blame the credit card companies, because they're just handing out credit cards with $20,000 limits, $10,000 limits.
Over the past year, in 1 year, credit card debt has jumped by $100 billion, or about 13%, the biggest percentage increase in more than 20 years. Credit cards typically charge high interest rates, you know, when balances aren't fully paid off, and that makes it, even more expensive to pay off those cards, you know. So
yeah, you never pay them off. It'd take you 50 years.
Yeah, exactly.
By then you'll be dead, so it won't matter.
Exactly. Right.
No, that's true.
Right. It's unreal. And here's the interesting thing. the job market is incredibly healthy. Unemployment is very, very low. There are many, many jobs available, and people aren't taking them. As a matter of fact, I forget what the word is, something like I heard it yesterday, there's a name for this. But some people, especially like the younger, the 20s, the people in their 20s and, you know, upper 20s, lower 20s, are just literally leaving jobs and not going back to work. They're doing other things and trying to start their own deal and do something on their own. And, you know, there's a name for it. I forget what it is, but that is like rampant as well. People are just, there's more jobs being offered and people aren't taking them, you know?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Speaking of jobs, there was a four-woman team of four women who've never rode before, went from San Francisco to Hawaii and broke the previous record from San Francisco to Hawaii, which was held by a British rowing team last year. These four women never, ever rode a boat before. And they went to Walmart, they bought a canoe, and off they went. No, they trained. You know, they trained.
Now, that's a good one, Andy. I like that.
34 days later, they showed up in Hawaii. They said, "Look at here. Whoa, where are we now?
They could have just went to San Diego and stole one of the yachts and made it a lot faster."
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know?
It's like, you know, when I was in my high school days, when people were protesting against, you know, Vietnam and for Bangladesh, they had these, you know, they'd get sponsors and you'd walk, you know, 10 miles or 15 miles, you were sponsored and they paid you each mile you walked for, you know, for Bangladesh or for anti-war efforts. And I saw this and I collected money and I'm starting to march along. It's getting a little warm. And I said, you know what? You march. I'm taking a cab. And I would take a cab. I'd get in the cab and they'd say, "Where are we going?" I said, "We're cabbing for Bangladesh." We're cabbing for Bangladesh.
Yeah.
You took the easy way out, Andy.
Yeah, you march. You know, I'm going to take a taxi. I'm either.
I remember when we used to do that. That was in the 70s, wasn't it?
In the 70s, yeah. Yeah.
Like
lot.
You said, you used to get sponsors to sponsor you like 10 cents a mile or 20 cents a mile.
Yeah, remember
and
that?
And then you'd walk and you'd get the money. Was that for the March of Dimes? Is that what that was for?
That was a separate march. That was another one.
Okay.
I took the bus for that one. Yeah, the bus is only 20 years. I took the 44 bus.
Well, then I took the subway. Since I'm in New York, I might as well take the subway.
I took the subway. Yeah, you march. Yeah, I'm taking the A downtown, the A train downtown. Yeah.
Can I tell you a funny story that happened to me today?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was at the chiropractor today, and a guy came in, an older guy, and he started talking. And I knew he's from New York immediately because he had the New York accent. So I went up to check in, and, you know, I said, "Oh, you must be from New York." And he said, "Yeah." So I said, "Where are you from?" So he said, "Staten Island." He was born and raised in Brooklyn. Let me tell you, he had that Brooklyn accent down. I was like, "Oh, my God, guy." I was like, he even put me to shame. I was just, like, laughing. He was talking like, "I need a cup of coffee." And I'm just like, "Oh, my God." It was just hysterical. I just started laughing because I was from New York, and I thought, man, that guy's accent is really powerful. But, you know, he was an older gentleman, and, yeah, he just, it was funny.
Mm. Yeah, I hear the word coffee, we say coffee, right? And then I hear coffee, and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
C-A-W-F-E. Yeah.
Or dog. C-A-W-G. Or what else? Daughter. Oh, he started talking about his daughter. He's like, "Yeah, my daughter goes to this school." And I'm like, "Really, buddy?" And I'm like, "I don't sound like that, do I?" And then my friends say, "Yeah, you do sound like that." I said, "No, not as bad as that, because this guy was right off the boat. I swear to God." He was from Brooklyn, born and raised in Brooklyn, in a section called Red Hook. So I was just like, "Oh, my God." And then he had to go back and, you know, get his adjustment. But he was a character, I'm telling you. He was just funny as hell.
Mm.
I'm sure all those Southerners in that lobby, they were just like, between me and him talking, they probably thought, "What is going on here?" The New Yorkers are taking over. You know?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. This just came over. let me read through this real quick. Man, this is shocking. I got to filter this out here. It says Indiana Republican Representative Jackie Orlowski died in a car accident that also killed two staffers. It was a the news came as a major shock. I can see why. And Capitol Hill immediately sparked an outpouring of grief and remembrances from lawmakers and aides who paid tribute to the lives and careers of the congresswoman and the two staffers. I wonder what happened. She was 58 years old, represented Indiana's 2nd Congressional District, and had previously served as a member of the Indiana House of Representatives. She began serving in Congress in 2013. She was viewed inside the She was viewed inside the House Republican Conference as someone who could one day ascend to the ranks of GOP leadership, and her name had been batted around for the position of conference chairwoman in the past. Well, condolences. My goodness.
Wow. Mm.
Oh, what happened? I'm trying to figure out. She was killed in a car accident this afternoon. She returned home to be with her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Is that she got killed on her way there? Wait a minute. This doesn't make sense. She was killed in a car accident. She's returning home to be with her Lord. Oh, no. I see. Okay. Got it. All right. So she died, and they're saying, all right, I read this as she was on her way home to be with Jesus Christ in the car, and that's when she got killed. But no, she was killed in the car, and she's returned home to be with her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, after she died. Please keep her family in your thoughts and prayers. We will have no further comment at this time. But anyway,
right.
that just came over. Just came right through our little news wire here thing that we get. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's sad.
It is sad.
Yeah, it is sad. There's been quite a surge of people dying recently, hasn't there? And like accidents and all sorts. It's just like, wow. I've been blown away. Like, Kevin, bless him, Kevin Michaels, of show notes because he's been on many times and we adore him.
Yeah, of course.
And on his Facebook, he's always sharing of his friends that have passed. And it's like, oh, I know this actor. Oh, I know this actor. It's like, oh, my goodness, so many people have passed. It's just incredible.
Yeah, Kevin has an incredible connect. You know, he's just been around the industry, both in the music business and played with some very notable, recognized rock bands, as we all know, and has produced movies and TV shows. And he's a great friend of ours, a great friend of the shows. And he's been on several times, even stepped in for me and co-hosted with another actor, Jackie Marciano. They stepped in for
Michelle
you and
Marciano.
I. So, yeah, Michelle, I'm sorry. Yeah, Jackie Marciano. But anyway, Michelle, I'm sorry. As a matter of fact, Kevin and I met at this restaurant called, I think I talked about it at the time a couple years ago on the show. We met at a place called, Patrick's Roadhouse. In Santa Monica, Patrick's Roadhouse, a restaurant, and because friends of ours had a band there, they'd play weekends. Great, and Kevin got up and sang day after day, which he's known for, and a couple songs of his own, and we met there, and after a while the band broke up, and Kevin still hangs out there periodically, but they had a great. If you ever go to Santa Monica, it's down on the Pacific Coast Highway. It's called Patrick's Roadhouse. Incredible, fun place. You think you're going back into the '60s? Really great food, great atmosphere.
Oh, I would love that.
They don't normally have live music, so this is just one thing. I don't know what the owner was doing during the Anthony was putting together, I guess, this band, weekend band, just this one band for a period of a couple months. But they don't normally do music there. But anyway, so there's one staffer, a guy there who I remember.
Okay.
He went out of a heart attack. And there's a guy who lives upstairs, and the guy was wearing a Patrick's Roadhouse T-shirt, where he worked. And the guy from upstairs went down and saw this guy who he interpreted as being a homeless bum, passed out in the backyard of the restaurant, took his picture, went up and posted it, and said, oh, there's a bum passed out in my backyard. It ends up that this is an employee of the restaurant, 57-year-old, wife and kids, who died of a heart attack, and it wasn't until 27 minutes later that people from the front of the restaurant were wondering where this guy was, and they went back. He was out back emptying pots or trash or whatever, and they found him. and it was too late. He's brain dead 27 minutes later. If this guy from upstairs had gone down and said, wow, what's up with this guy, and maybe realized that it was a guy that wasn't passed out and a guy who had collapsed from a heart attack, they probably could have saved him.
Oh, that, yeah, when you hear things like that, that's like a kick in the stomach, isn't it? Like,
I knew who he was. Yeah, Kevin knew him. I knew who he was. I spoke to him when I used to go hang out there with Kevin. I didn't really know him, but Kevin really knew him, and it was just devastating. You know, it was really, yeah.
Oh, I can imagine.
So what did Kevin die from?
What did he die from? Nothing yet. He's still alive. Wait a minute.
Yes, he's still alive.
I thought you said he had passed. Sorry. I misunderstood that.
Yeah, no, Kevin's friends, because like we discussed on the show many, many times that Kevin knows a lot of celebrities and he's a big part of their world. And a lot of actors and directors and all sorts have just recently passed in these past couple of months. It's been crazy the amount that have passed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we were just commenting on that, but I mean it's weird. I've noticed that sometimes, like in certain points in a year, suddenly there will be a large number of something happening, deaths or, you know, political issues or, you know, there's various things, and it baffles me how that kind of thing can happen all at once in one point of a year.
Fascinating. It is, and I don't mean by Kevin's post, all these people.
What he's gone through over the last 3 weeks is incredible.
Thank you.
Kevin, you must be like, this is ridiculous. I know these people, and everyone's passing. Bless him.
Yeah, really, really.
Yeah.
Unreal. But anyway, I'm sorry to hear about the Republican congresswoman. Man, I wonder what happened. You know, I get this. We get this newswire here, and I get these alerts all the time. And a lot of these alerts, I mean, they're not national. If they're not national or you know, news, that we, I just let them, you know, whatever. But a lot of local news in different parts of the country about, you know, pedestrians being killed, head-on collisions, drunk drivers, you know, just every day. Just, you know, and we get a lot of this part of, you know, on the show. I subscribe to this news service thing. I think we get like these, it's like a newswire, and get all these, you know, little stories from everywhere. And it's just amazing to me about how many of these stories are, you know, local in nature, but still devastating because, you know, car accidents, head-on collisions, car turning into pedestrians. And you know, every once in a while, hit and run. You know, police are looking for whoever. Most of them are not hit and runs. People hit somebody or do something and they do the responsible thing and they hang out and you wait till the authorities arrive. But sometimes you hear, you know, hit and runs, bam, they hit somebody. You know, the other day I read somebody turned, a teenager turned and thought that they'd hit a deer. So, oh, my God, I hit a deer.
Whoa.
And went back and realized that they'd hit a person. It wasn't a deer. It was a person.
Oh, my goodness.
Here in Los Angeles, we have a big homeless problem. There's homeless tents underneath a lot of bridges. Somebody lost the control of the car just a day or so. I think today, lost control of the car and ran over a tent, killed two people inside it.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah. And so, you know, these little things happen every single day. And I get the little blurbs that come through the wire here. And I'm oh, my God. You know, it makes you want to turn it off. You know, I mean.
Yes.
You know, we should create something. The happy news wire. Only when happy things happen and things do, people make breakthroughs in their lives and accomplish amazing things and celebrate anniversaries and 100-year-old birthdays and recover from cancer and do amazing things and hit home runs and do all these things that are wonderful and maintain women's rights in the state of Kansas, that kind of thing, right? A happy news network. You're on the Andrew show. We are going to do a show. Maybe Friday's show, we're going to do nothing but talk about happy news.
Oh, yes. That sounds great.
Let's do that.
Of course,
happy news
it
show.
Is the issue. You know. Because you remember going back, I think it was last year, we were coming up with ideas for the show, and I said, you know, why don't we find, like, some quirky stuff that's going on in the news and do that for every show or once a week. And, you know, I had a hard job going through all the news sites trying to find positive things that was being reported. And that really angered me because I was just like, really? Come on, there's got to be more than this. But nobody's reported it. You know, it's so sad.
Yeah.
We do. We need a happy news network. That's what we need.
Yes, the happy news network.
We should create it. Yeah, happy news
network. There we go.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
We're out of here. So concludes another hump day show here on the Andy and Manager show. Sorry we missed everybody Monday. Sometimes things get really hectic here and we, you know, try to catch up and we're like, oh, let's skip today's show. We'll see everybody next time around. So, but we are normally Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, whatever time that is in your corner of the world, you'll find us there on Blog Talk Radio, Andy and the Manager Show. Email us, andyandthemanagershow@gmail.com. Our live call-in number is 515-605-9888. Lisa, happy flying in your balloon there. And
I'm just about ready to land, so I got to head out anyway, guys. So I'll catch you on the other side.
And listen, all right. Favor, check into the show from your trip. Call in from the Great Lands.
Yeah, I might do that. I might be in a helicopter. Too. You never know where I'll be. All right, guys. I'll catch you on the other side.
Thank you, man. Thanks for checking in.
Bye-bye
now.
All right.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Yeah. Another fun show. Another fun show in the books.
There's
so much going on that we could talk about, but we won't. It's just unbelievable. You know,
reading.
Right? Everybody check the headlines. Read it yourself. You don't need us.
Doom and gloom.
Anyway.
It's just everywhere. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
I just want to say one thing.
Yeah.
One in the news. There's a guy named Alex Jones. He's a conservative conspiracy theorist.
I know the guy. Yeah.
Okay. And he says that Sandy, now he's being sued, just like Johnny Depp sued Amber Heard. He's being sued for defamation because he claimed that the Sandy Hook slaughter of all these kids was a hoax. They were all the parents and kids were actors. It never really happened. And he's being sued. And his hearings are being televised. You can see it on YouTube right now.
Oh, my goodness.
And they had his producer on. I was watching some of the YouTube coverage of his producer, this woman. She's just totally lost. You know, she's being grilled by the plaintiff's attorney. And, you know, isn't it your responsibility to verify the credentials of people you have on the show as a producer? And they had this one guy who bullshitted, his former cop, former CIA, none of it, all bullshit. And he's an expert.
Right.
The interview was an expert. 16 things he found that would prove that Sandy Hook was a total put on. It was a show. It never really happened. And they had a mother testify. Here's a picture of my 6-year-old with a bullet hole through his head. It's an actor with makeup, huh? It's an actor with makeup. Yeah. Anyway, amazing how these conspiracy theorists, these bullshit artists who are making a lot of money, getting on the radio, talking pure lies. And
he's
they're doing for a living. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you want to see the coverage that people like are, what's his name?
Him. Yeah. Oh, him. Yes.
Oh, these, you know, Sean Hannity's and so forth are making light of Biden's incredible strike of this Al Qaeda terrorist. It's unbelievable how they steer it to make it look like, oh, you know, and you look at the CNNs, and the MSNBCs who are telling the truth about it and saying what it is and what an amazing strike and the amazing technology and amazing job that our government, the CIA, did and how we can defend ourselves without having boots on the ground, like Biden said he would be able to do 1 year ago. Although there was it was a mishap, that pull out of Afghanistan was a little bit, you know, shocking and not too favorable, obviously, but what he said about being able to defend this country, defend our allies, defend Americans without having boots on the ground, we can do it, and we'll continue to do it. More power to Joe Biden. I think he's doing a wonderful job. That's just me and many others, hopefully, too. Anyway, let's get the hell out of here. We'll wrap up the Wednesday show. Take us home, Amanda. Great show. Thanks so much for joining us again from the UK. It's so wonderful having you from over there.
Thank you, darling.
It's wonderful having you from anywhere, to be quite truthful. I wouldn't care if you were in up there in the balloon. In the balloon.
Oh, yes. That would be very, very cool to do a show from an air balloon.
Would it though? It really would.
Yes. Yes, yes. Yeah, it would be a lot of fun.
It would.
That'd be interesting. I'd be nervous, but yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All righty then. Let's do it.
Yeah. Go ahead. All yours.
All right. You sure you're ready?
Let me think. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right. Okay.
But, you know, I think. Now
I was wondering when he'd show up.
No, I'm ready.
All right, then. So, our listeners, on behalf of Andy Kimball, my wonderful co-host from California Hollywood, myself, Amanda Love, here in the UK, thank you so much to Lisa for joining us from an air balloon. That's just incredible. And thank you so much, more importantly, to you guys for loving and supporting us like you do. Thank you enough. Hey,
Yeah.
It's true. But we appreciate you. Thank you so much for all the love and support. And, you know, we wouldn't be where we are without you, and we wouldn't still be doing this if it wasn't for you. So thank you. The numbers are growing. More listeners around in more countries. We love what we do. Keep coming back, and we'll try and provide you with some interesting content. But catch us again on Friday. Have a great week, and we'll speak to you then.
You bet. You bet. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
I love that one.
Yeah, it's very good. You know, we. Yeah, you make. Pardon? Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Well, we are the Andy Demander.
That could be a potential hazard.
Well, so far we're doing all right. Thank you. Thank you. And we'll see everybody on. Right already. Jeez. We'll see everybody. We'll see.
You know, the Greek gods, you know, he's one step above that.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Agree with that.
All right.
Yeah.
Agree with that. Yeah.
All right. I like that again. I like that. Was good. Yeah, is that you?
That may have been me.
Just remember.
In a relationship, you have to make time for sex.
Yeah, I hear that. It works very well.
Just remember that. You really do. You really should.
Thanks for the tip.
You really should. Yeah, you got it. See you Friday, right?
Yes, absolutely. Hope everybody has a great week.
Finish up the show with a surprise song. Hey, I have a good idea.
What?
I have a good idea. For those of you who missed it, let me see if I can make this happen. If I can make this work. Wait a minute. Yeah, I might be able to make this work.
He's full of shit.
Oh. Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm going to put in a tune. If I can think about it.
I get so bored I can scream.
Well, hang in there. Just hang in there.
Yes. We've all had those moments.
Let's finish up the show with our damn. Come on, I'm looking for this one song I was going to surprise you with. But all right, now next show. All right, in the meantime, Jake Isles Band, one of our favorites, Whammer Jammer. We're going to finish up the show with Whammer Jammer with Magic Dick on the harmonica. Love the tune. What energy he has. What energy that band had. And we'll see everybody on Friday. Check out Jake Isles Band, Whammer Jammer. The Andy and Amanda Show is signing off.
Bye-bye.
You got to get a crazy tonight. You going to get a crazy tonight? I get down to it. I said, are you going to get a crazy? I get down to it. I said, you going to move, get it all down, get it all night, get it all right, get it out of sight and get it down, baby. Yeah. Whammer jammer, let me hear you, dickhead.